Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Juggling a lot of balls here. What were the old balls like?
Oh my God, it's corn! It poops corn!
Do you have restless genitals, Souk?
You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
Just give me the poll.
Give me the poll?
Wow, that's a big poll.
Well, they blew him.
People in cars, when you're blowing them...
That is your worst one yet.
I'm bothered immensely by
that. That is awful. And if no one really knows what they're getting into when they turn on this station...
Seriously.
That
the sort of filth that Caligula's Grundle promotes on your... your iPod?
Email jeff.austin@intercom.com.
And I am reporting that so
far... For complaints.
Yeah, no photo has been sent to us for National No Bra Day.
Yeah.
She claimed that, you know, she's like, so do you need a photo? And I'm like, well, here's the email. So far, no. Someone asked, like, hey, have you gotten the photo? No.
That drop was labeled Rop Slurps.
Boy.
And I forgot how...
Ooh, that's a good name for a band, too, a hate rock group. What's the name of your band, Rop Slurps?
I forgot how extreme the slurping was. So when I was like, oh, this will be a cute little add-on, and I was
Come on, Rob!
That's way dirtier than I expected.
So you didn't even intend it to be that dirty.
No, that was really... That was supposed to be a little cute add-on, and it turned out to be way too real.
So Mike apologizes, I think is what he's saying.
No, I'm not apologizing. It was just...
Oh.
It was just not intended that way.
I'm sorry if you took it. That's
way.
The new apology. I'm sorry if anyone took that the wrong way. I'm sorry.
That's the
otherwise, F off.
Yeah, that's the Mike Gundy apology. I'm going to apologize, not for anything I did, but for your...
Well, that's the DeSean Jackson from the other day.
Your fragile sensibilities. At least he's not Steven Jackson who then doubled down on it. He's like, hey, DeSean Jackson's right.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakes.
Hopefully people are... Are people... Like, Steven Jack... Okay.
Yeah, he got no flack for that.
He didn't?
No.
He's weird because Steven Jackson... Wasn't he, like... Wasn't there a period where he was, like, a criminal, like a felon?
I don't know.
And then he played basketball. And then... Now he's kind of become, like, this... spokesperson. He's... Like,
yeah, he was like cousins with George Floyd or something, right?
They grew up together and he called him his brother. I think they were just
close
friends.
But even before that, he kind of became a sports talking head guy.
He's had quite a career arc.
But why is he getting away with saying that? Like,
Because a lot of people are getting away with saying it, which is really frustrating.
That's a thing?
Yeah. And that's so what I was talking about. When we brought this up 2 days ago.
Yeah, with DeSean Jackson.
Yes. And I said reading the comments was more disheartening because so many people were saying, well, it's true.
Yeah, but what part of it's true? What are they saying? Like the Jews?
They're saying that the Jews aren't really Jews, that the people that really suffered were the African American, or I guess not African Americans, just the Africans at the time, who were the real Jews, and that the current day Jews are pretenders. That's what they're saying.
And that they're trying to control the world and hide secrets.
George Soros, which by the way is true. Let me just say that right now.
He's apparently my dad.
Yeah, and he's your dad. It amazes me that. And all of this that's going on where everyone's trying to be tolerant and we're not accepting any of this crap, you can still just openly hate the Jews and everyone's like, well, he said he was sorry. Let's just move on. And then Steven Jackson doubles down on it.
That's the thing that's weird to me is it's like we're all trying to be all great, but it's like someone's anti-Semitic and everyone's like, the Jews do suck.
He's got a point. I mean, jeez. Steven Jackson, DeSean Jackson's right. He's not lying, for God's sakes. And no one has a problem with that?
What was he on? What did he say that on?
He was on social media? Some sort of like interview / CNN or Instagram something or other. I don't know.
Yeah, he just came and doubled down on it.
He just doubled down. And then when people, you know, bagged him for it, he was like, look, I'm going to delete the tweet because I don't want the responses, but let me tell you, I'm not apologizing because he's right. And it's like, great. Super cool.
And there's a bunch of people now that are trying to, and I suppose that he's going to do it. And so maybe he pulls his head out and learns something, but a bunch of people are offering to take DeSean Jackson and Steven Jackson. Steven Jackson, I haven't heard, but DeSean Jackson
said he's going to go do that after what he said.
No, but they're going to take him to
Julian Edelman said he wants to bring him to the Holocaust Museum and he wants to go to the African American History Museum so that they can both learn.
Yeah.
So does DeSean Jackson deserve to be punched? This leads us into our next discussion. Well, not punched?
I don't know.
You punch a Nazi, and everybody's fine with it.
I
remember when that guy, who's that Nazi guy that they have there's this big alt-right guy.
There's a video of him being punched in the face.
And everybody was like, oh, that's totally fine.
Sure.
Because he's
Well, this was this whole thing came up. There was a story today out of San Diego. And there's a dude who literally is flying a Nazi flag on the back of his truck and he hangs it from his house. And he says that he's not a Nazi.
Richard Spencer. That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah, Richard Spencer. This guy claims that he's not a Nazi. He just hates the Black Lives Matter and he opposes gay people. So he flies the Nazi flag, not because he's a Nazi, but just to let people know that he's against those things. And then he was surprised and he had to call the police when someone ripped his flag down and assaulted him. He was at a grocery store or something. And I couldn't believe I was watching it was just the local ABC station. They were interviewing this jackass and trying to give some sort of measured tell us what happened here. And dude, you fly around with a Nazi flag, you should get your ass kicked. And then I had that brief moment. I was like, should I be encouraging random people to just go around and assault people? But I'm like, my first thought was he didn't get injured. He was assaulted and he got away and the flag was torn down and
burned. And you're okay with that?
I was, but my first thought was, God, I wish they would have gotten him a little bit better. And then I was like, I don't know if I should be thinking that, but I'm sorry. You're flying a Nazi flag. I want you to get your ass kicked.
That's right. What are the, so we have determined that racism is worse than violence. Right? Depending on what the violence is. So what's the etiquette here?
I'm not saying that
a little punch to the nose and then maybe a hand to help him up.
I'm not saying that I want him to get shot or anything, but I wouldn't mind an ass kicking.
Oh, just a total whipping. Him bloodied and down?
See, I don't know what to do. I don't know where the line is drawn. I don't want a permanent sort of damage thing, but how about a broken nose? Can we do that?
Break his nose.
One broken nose and then maybe a kick on the ground. Just
the ass or something. Well, I would never condone violence, but look, when it happens to Nazis, fine.
Yeah. And I just found it weird that the news story was trying to humanize. He's a Nazi. Well, actually, he says he's not a Nazi, but he's flying the Nazi flag. I don't have a problem with that. Like there's a comedian, Kyle Kinane, who's one of my favorite comedians. He did a bit on this a number of years ago. They were talking about all the mass shootings, and his point was, he goes, we're going to have a real awkward moment in this country when there's a mass shooting, but it's the victims are a group of people we can all agree don't need to be around here anymore. And he talks about the West Baptist, Westboro Baptist people. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, man, another mass shooting. Who was the victims? Oh, the West Baptist people? Oh, well. I don't know what to make of that.
Let's talk this out.
God hates you. I can't hear him anymore. They're tastefully worded signs. It's a weird line.
Well, shooting's different than, you know,
yeah,
a little ass kicking.
I know.
You know.
I just didn't like, I know, it bothered me that the news, that the clip I saw today where they were, I felt like they were trying to paint him out to be a sympathetic figure. Like he was just minding his own business and someone came along and punched him in the face. You mind your own business flying a Nazi flag at the grocery store.
You're asking for it,
You're
dude.
You're asking to get your ass kicked.
But if you want to exterminate another race.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the shooting.
You see what I mean? It's a weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. It's a weird line. I don't want people to die. I don't want people to get injured. But maybe some people. Right? I don't know. It brought up a very. My emotions when I saw the story today and I watched the video clip, I was conflicted. Took me on a bit of an emotional roller coaster.
Well, is it right to punch a Nazi? The answer is, it depends. And if you're wrestling with that question, that's probably a good thing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You see it.
How about this? If you did punch a Nazi, I'm going to look the other way. If I'm the witness, like the cop rolls up, I'm at the Piggly Wiggly. I'm down at the local Bi-Mart. And they're like, Mr. Sucan, did you see what happened? No, I didn't. But you were right there. I didn't see it. My back was turned the other way. And I don't know what to tell you. And as far as the should DeSean Jackson be punched? Yeah, again, I don't have a problem with that. You quote Hitler. Yeah, I'm okay with
what about Steven Jackson?
Yes. I think Steven Jackson deserves to get punched more than DeSean Jackson. DeSean Jackson's an idiot.
At least D-Jax can feign ignorance.
Yeah.
Steven Jackson's just like,
yeah,
he's right.
He's right. You know, Jews trying to take over the world.
So who else can we punch?
I think that's near the top of the list, right? Pedophiles.
Pedos, yeah.
Yeah, that's a universal one, right?
Murderers, of course. But they get their day in prison.
That's true.
Right? Don't they leave, like, the doors open and then, you know.
Yeah.
Well, like Dahmer.
Yeah.
You
get the Epstein.
You got what was
you
coming.
You kind of look the other direction.
That's a whole nother level.
You're like, what's happening over there?
Yeah.
But it's true. Like, you see these videos and, like, you know, you get some, like, racist piece of crap and they're shouting the N-word at someone and you're, like, they're on video. And I just, like, every time I watch that, I'm like, God, please, someone just punch this.
Well, they do. I've been reading some of these because we get one of those videos, like, it seems like every day.
Yeah.
Right. And they're starting to charge these people. Like, there was an awful woman who was, it wasn't the first time. She was in California. And she was the old lady who was yelling at the Asian gal who was stretching on the steps.
Yeah.
That woman, they charged her.
Yeah.
Which they should because she's awful.
Yes.
And there are more videos of her, too. And then the woman in Central Park with was basically choking the dog and the black bird watcher guy, she got charged.
Yes.
But he doesn't want to cooperate because he thinks that she's been harmed enough.
She lost her job and all that. And 100%. By the way, that's good for that guy for having a bit of a he's a better person than she is. And by the way, for people saying that we didn't say anything about Riley Cooper, the hell we didn't. Riley Cooper, that best thing that would have ever happened. Riley Cooper, if you don't know, is the Eagles receiver, the white guy, who was at a Kenny Chesney concert, whitest place of all time. And he got drunk, and I don't know what started all this, but Riley Cooper started shouting that he would fight every blanking N-word there in the crowd. There would have been nothing better for that video after Riley Cooper said that if some black dude would have come out of the crowd and just opened a can of whoop-ass on Riley Cooper. So please, don't go down that we didn't say anything about Riley Cooper being punched. The Nazi deserves to get his ass kicked. The dude saying that he'll fight anyone deserves to get his ass kicked. 100%.
All right, I've got some Animal Uprising news we've been meaning to get to, and we'll get to that next on The Fan. A couple bits of Animal Uprising news we've yet to get to. One, did you see that in Florida, the python cowboy bagged a record length python?
No, I did not.
You know how they do out there. They got to get those pythons out of there, the Everglades.
Yeah, and there's nothing they can do. They've completely, like, overwhelmed that area.
There's so many of them, but I guess they've caught, like, I think I read, like, 400 of them, which is good. I mean, that's a significant, you know, it's a thing. Well, the python cowboy is this guy who, posts videos.
And he looks exactly like you would think.
Yeah, and he gets the pythons. He finds them and pulls them out of there. 17 feet, dude.
Good lord.
17 foot python.
Is there, I'm Googling right now.
There's a picture of it.
I can see the cowboy python. Isn't it fascinating that someone makes that's what they want to do for a living? Want to run around the Everglades and catch pythons?
I've watched his, so there's a video and there's pictures of it.
Yeah.
There's like four, it takes four guys to hold that damn thing. Look at the size of that thing.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you,
Could that kill a man? I would assume so.
Yeah,
I don't know. It couldn't eat you, but I'm sure
it wouldn't eat you, but it could suffocate you.
Sure, it'd strangle you.
God, that thing is huge.
Yeah,
I've watched.
Oh, it got him in the arm.
Yeah, he's bleeding.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. That thing ripped the living hell out of his arm.
I've watched his videos.
Yeah.
Do you think it's that hard to capture a python?
Probably not. Look, I'm not
because when I watch him, I'm like, oh, I mean, he's really good at it.
Sure.
He just grabs their head. He gets them in a position where he can get behind him and grab the head.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is not easy, but it kind of looks easy. Well, maybe he just makes it look easy.
I mean, obviously, like in this video, he gets bit and he gets bit real good. I mean, obviously there's some danger involved in that.
But he's fine.
He's fine. Right. It's just. And you got other people there. You're not in any sort of real danger. I always thought this about, like, the crocodile hunter as well. If you can get over the fear of what may happen, right? Like, you're jumping on the back of a python or a croc or whatever. Like, if you can get over the fear of that, nothing of what they do looks athletic or difficult or, you know... Steve Irwin's just, he was fat and wasn't in good shape. This guy's just kind of a skinny, scrawny dude. So it's not like a power thing. If you can get on the back of the gator, you can hold the mouth shut. And it looks like with this guy, if you can get a hold of the head, you know, you're fine at that point. So I think it's more of just you got to be willing to do it, and you just have to be willing to accept the fear part of it.
Don't you think that it's about when something goes wrong?
Like, sure.
You know what you're doing and you know how to do it. But what happens when you get in the wrong position or you fail and now you're, you know, in a bad place? Do you panic or do you get back to position? And
I guess what
this guy toys with these pythons.
I know. And this is why I say he is. I think if you got a decently athletic human being, you could teach him to. I do not think this is a unique skill.
You can outmaneuver a python.
I do not think this is a unique skill. No. All the zoo bros that are out there that are milling around with pythons and tigers and all this crap, I do not think that
you can be taught.
I think that, and I don't
and
think
it just takes practice.
It just takes practice.
Yeah.
You know, because
I think the scariest part is once he grabs him by the head,
he knows it's going to wrap around.
Yeah, the wrapping part would freak me out.
Sure, but again, that goes back to my thing. The biggest part of this is just fear. If you're not scared of it, I think you're fine.
Right.
Because in all honesty, it's like, again, with a python, and you've got a film crew, it's not like you're out there on your own. That thing's not going to kill you. The worst that's going to happen is you're going to get bit. Now, the weird one is the dudes that deal with, like, the poisonous snakes. That's a whole different...
Right. Smaller snakes, but
that's
way more deadly.
That's a different ball game, because those things, like, this guy, I'm sure, gets bit plenty of times. But those, the dudes that handle the mambas and the water moccasins and cobras and all that stuff... That's a different. You got to be agile, because those things are striking at you, and those guys are doing like that Matador Ole sort of move. And if you miss on that and you get nicked, that's your ass, Mr. Postman. That's the one that I think is pretty freaky.
The scariest snake to me in that regard, if I were a snake wrangler, would be the fastest snakes.
Yeah,
the ones that could strike the fastest.
Yeah, not the big one. Like, honestly, I mean, I'm not going to say that I wouldn't be like, eh, I don't want to deal with that. But if you told me of the scary animals that you had to go capture, I would think the python would be number one on the list of things that I would be willing to go try.
The cottonmouth viper is the fastest striking snake.
Yeah.
According to internet. Did you know that?
No, but that doesn't surprise me.
Rattlesnakes can strike really fast too. The diamondback rattlesnakes, they're fast strikers.
Well, in general, isn't that the scariest part when you're dealing with like a spider or something or a rat or any, it's just the sudden, like they dart. Snakes are so effing fast. When I lived in Florida, we'd get them that obviously lived in the water, and they would cruise from one water to the other, like go over like the sidewalk, and it was just a blur. And it would scare the living crap out of me. And so having to deal with that and having that thing come at you, knowing that if you do get bit, you're in a lot of trouble.
Guess how fast sidewinders, you know those sidewinders in the sand, you know where they...
Yeah.
Guess how fast they can go. They're the fastest snake.
Well, maybe 10, 15 miles an hour.
18 miles per hour.
Screw that.
Come on.
You can't even run away from that thing.
No.
It's just chasing you down.
In sand. Yeah. Imagine how slow you're going in sand.
And that thing's just gaining ground on you.
Ugh.
No.
And the other bit of Animal Uprise news is, I don't know if you saw the video, but there was a seagull? Seagull?
Oh, the shark one?
No, well, that one too. That was an eagle.
Oh.
An eagle was, there's video of an eagle plucking a fairly large shark out of the water and then just taunting the people on the beach with it.
By the way, that's how Sharknado starts.
And then he just flies around with it.
Yeah, he just flies around and then, like, you're just on the beach, you're playing with your whammo, having a grand old time, and then next thing you know, oh, shark right in the middle of your beach picnic.
Reminding you that you're nothing.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of the seagull swallowing the rat?
No.
Yeah, this was in Italy. That's fascinating too. That seagulls are fairly big birds, you know.
Sure.
That thing swallows a rat whole.
I saw is it disturbing?
Not really. It's just wild to see it. Like, just go gloop. And the rat, I don't know how the rat dies. If the rat wasn't already dead, it's just kind of hanging out inside the seagull.
Stomach acid.
Yeah, I mean, eventually, but I just, like, in the first few seconds you get swallowed by a seagull, you're not dead. You're not dying.
No, you're just kind of Joan of Arc in there.
You're just head first down in his belly.
I saw a pelican eat. What are the big, what are they called? They're not beavers. They kind of look like a beaver gopher.
Yeah, those big things.
I don't know what those are called.
Nutria?
Yeah, like a big
nutria.
Like a furry rodent. I saw a pelican eat one of those once, and I'll never quite forget it. Now, it certainly was big. I don't know if it was a baby or if it was a female. So it wasn't like, I don't know. It wasn't like it was swallowing a dog or anything. But I'll tell you what, it was a big thing. And the pelican scooped that thing up, and it was kind of definitely one of those.
Pelicans are badasses.
It's like, what? And pelicans are huge.
Yeah, they are. And they're kind of like the praying mantis. You just wouldn't know how badass they are, but they are.
Yeah. And I just sat there and same thing. It didn't swallow it. It just kind of did that weird like. Yeah. Throat bob,
just
and
throw
then,
it back
and then
there.
It was just gone.
That's right. All right, we got to go. Coming up next, would you eat the swastika pizza? Did you see that story?
Swastika pizza?
Yeah. Did you see it?
No.
You know what I'm talking about, do you?
No.
All right, well, we'll talk about it.
There's swastika pizza, huh?
Yeah.
Does that pizza deserve to get punched?
Clearly, yes.
Yeah. You punched that pizza right in its fat face.
Mike would be a good guy to ask this question.
Yeah.
Well, it was a pizza that somebody... They were playing jokes in the pizza room.
Yeah.
It wasn't meant to go out like this.
Ha, but, ha, ha. So funny.
Oh, boy.
But they put a...
Swastika.
They put the pepperonis in swastika. And and somebody got
Woody
it.
Woody Woodpecker?
So the question is, you get a pizza with pepperonis in the form of a swastika. That's horrible.
Yeah.
But... Do you throw out the pizza? Do you rearrange the pepperonis and then eat the pizza?
Boy, that's a good question. That is a damn good question.
I think we're going to have to defer to Mike on this. I mean, disgusted that we're considering eating the pizza.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Really?
Well,
you judge me if I ate the swastika?
Yeah, a little bit.
What if I, like, again, I'm not saying I would eat it in the swastika,
we'd rearrange the pepperonis.
Look.
Is that no?
No? What are you supposed to do?
You get a new pizza delivered.
What
to
if
you.
I'm really hungry though? And then I've got two pizzas.
It's a swastika pizza, you idiots. Don't eat the swastika.
I know.
I'm not saying
no,
it.
No, we wouldn't. We
rearranged. Don't eat the pizza that used to be a swastika.
Okay. All
it's
right.
tainted.
But isn't that all like, right. aren't I rebelling against
no.
the hate?
You're I'm saying I accept hate. This swastika into my body.
I'm turning hate into love. I've flipped it.
It's just pepperoni, Mike.
It's hateful pepperoni.
Yeah, it was made with hate. Don't eat the hate.
All right. All right. Here's better. Mike with SportsCenter. Okay, well, I really have nothing this segment for you.
Besides the Nazi pizza.
Yeah, the swastika pizza, which Mike has already weighed in. He said, do not eat it.
You know, Mike, I am going to defer to you, obviously, but quite frankly, I find your ruling to be, I find it to be unjust.
Well, guess what? You don't get a choice.
No, I will not eat the Nazi.
He's a very difficult judge.
I'm not going to eat the Nazi pizza, but I find your ruling to
what
be
you
arbitrary.
What you do is you call said pizza place and see you say, hey.
Yes.
The pizza delivered has a swastika on it, you anti-Semites. Now get me a new one that's actually normal pepperoni and make it free. Thanks.
And I agree. And
I would say two new ones.
Yeah, I'm getting multiple pizzas.
Well, okay.
Let's try to get some more pizza out of this.
I'll defer to you how many pizzas you ask for.
Well, and I think it's...
But do not eat the swastika pizza because you need to prove to them that the swastika was on it.
It was Little Caesars. Well, you had a photo of it, right? You know, but the Little Caesars, I feel like they should at least throw in some crazy bread and some dipping sauce. That being
maybe
said...
Maybe give you like a free pizza for life card?
Oh, that'd be nice. That Rob being said,
over that.
I just the pizza didn't do anything wrong, so why are we punishing the delicious pizza? And does it matter
it's
how
the precedent of it?
Does
Sue.
It matter how
it matters,
hung, how hungry I am? What if I'm really hungry
or Sue, how drunk you are?
Do not eat the pizza.
Ah, here you go.
My ruling is firm. Do not eat the pizza.
But what if I'm like nine deep?
Do not eat the pizza.
Can I have a slice of the Nazi pizza?
Do not eat the
two
pizza.
Things, Mike.
What if I cut around and just have the part of the pizza that isn't swastika pizza?
Mike, could it be that you are consuming the vanquished enemy?
No.
You know, like you eat, it's symbolic. You're eating the enemy.
No.
No?
Because you're ingesting hate.
Okay. Mm. But if you want more pizzas from the same place, aren't the same racists making those pizzas too?
And sure.
Isn't that
but
bad?
Guess what? When you call and complain, they're going to realize,
yeah, they're fired.
We're not going to make any swastika pizzas.
Yeah. What about this? What if someone said, what if I took the swastika and I made it into the peace sign? And then I've taken something bad, I've made it something
See,
good, and now it's delicious.
You've already argued that point,
yeah.
And you're just changing the argument to try to eat the pizza?
I do yeah. think it would be more delicious.
Yeah, right? It's
all you got to do is move
pizza.
The pieces.
Yeah, and then it's peaceful pizza, right?
No. No, it was a pizza made in hate. It was a pizza with swastika. Stop yeah. trying to eat it.
No get, hate pizza.
Get a benefit
okay.
of it.
All right.
What and if don't
I,
eat it.
What if I made it into a Jesus pizza instead, and we just remove some of the pizza, some of the toppings, and then I just had
Again,
that.
Again, I feel like you're circling the same wagon you've been circling for the last 10 minutes. No, don't eat the pizza.
I think we've got a ruling.
Yeah,
we're
I
not
know.
Eating pizza.
I know. And, Mike, I will tell you this, that I can make this promise to you right here and now. If I get a swastika pizza, not going to eat it.
Thank
I
you.
Won't either.
I will not.
Thank
and
you.
It's because of you, because of before my thought would have been, I'll just rearrange these. But now, I will not.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
It is true. I will not. I will complain. I will get free cheesy bread.
Yep. And you'll get a new pizza with correctly placed pepperoni.
Yes.
Maybe they'll put it in a heart for you.
That'd be nice.
And that will always have been a heart pizza.
What other things could they do with the pepperoni to make us feel good about eating the pizza? Why isn't that a thing?
Smiley
like,
face?
Yeah. Like yeah. doing cool things with pepperoni on
Although
pizza.
Although I'm not going to lie, if you gave me the smiley face, I'd be upset at the lack of pepperoni. That's just two dots.
I know, you'd have two slices with one piece of pepperoni
yeah,
each.
I'd be like, what the hell? I mean, that's I'm offended by many parts of that. You know, there's a big piece of that
It's
just cheese covered.
Okay, okay. How about it's the negative space? So there's a lot of pepperoni, but you remove a little bit to make a drawing. You what? Understand what I'm saying?
No.
So the pizza is full pepperoni.
Okay.
But then there's an eye missing on two slices. So mm-hmm. there's a clear circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a little bit missing on the bottom of the pizza for the smiley face. So you get a lot of pepperoni, but the negative space looks like a smiley
oh,
face.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot of pep.
Yeah. You know what? But that is, that's, I'm
a lot
on
of
board.
Pep, bro.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah, because then you get a cool uplifting image
yeah.
and a lot of pepperoni.
I did get, we ordered... I don't know, Papa John's, Domino's, I forget which one. But my brother ordered a pizza once, and the guy had written on the, but we had just done a show together, me and my brother, and he wrote like Sooks of Hazard or Awesome or whatever. And when he saw my brother's name popped up, and he delivered him, and it was a nice little handwritten note to my brother on top of the pizza box.
Oh, on the box. Okay.
Yeah, like on the inside of the box.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, so, because you know, when you order from, especially from the big places, you can like request things with the delivery.
Yeah.
And it's like, put a drawing of this inside the box, and they have to do it.
Really?
Yeah. And there's like, Reddit always posts pictures of this where like they open the box and it's like a T-Rex eating some pizza, and they post a picture of their request, and it was like, fun. Make a dinosaur themed picture in the box, you know?
Yeah. I like that.
Now, someone else said the punishment should be a lifetime of Little Caesar's pizza.
Now, I'm okay with that.
I'll tell you this. Little Caesar's is by far the worst of the mass chain pizzas.
Correct. Hence why they are as cheap as they are.
Yes.
$5 hot and ready.
During the COVID crisis.
It is hot. I'm not sure if it's ready.
During the COVID crisis, there wasn't a whole lot open. And it was, we were coming back from someplace, and it was about 9:30, and nothing was open. Everything was shut down. Little Caesar's was open. And I was like,
gotta do it.
We gotta do it. And I went and I got Little Caesar's.
It was a food desert.
There was nothing. And I was like, absolutely nothing. My kids had called me. I don't remember. They were like, we haven't eaten yet. There's no food in the house. I was like, I'll pick you up something. Burgerville was closed. Like five, they just was nothing open. So I was like, well, they're getting Little Caesar's. And I'll tell you what, that's the first Little Caesar's I've had in years. It wasn't as bad as I remember. It was actually, I'm going to stop short of saying it was good. It was serviceable, mass-produced pizza. And there was one.
What a ringing endorsement, Sook.
Look, it's not good pizza, but if you're drunk or you don't have a lot of cash and it's the only thing open, I was not unhappy.
Or if you're Isaac Roth.
With Little Caesars.
Dude, I've been saying this for years and you guys mock me.
I do.
Because there are so many better TGI McPizza scratchies.
I know, but the $5 hot and ready gets me every time because I hate waiting for food.
Yes.
And $5. You literally give them $5 and you walk in and you pick it up and you take it out and then you eat half of it on your way home.
And then you eat the rest of it at home and then you regret it for 2 days.
That you do.
And
but
there was like,
you got it fast.
There was one. You can get the one for $5, but they've got like a better one. It's like, I don't know. It's a nicer pizza.
The fancy cardboard.
The fancy cardboard pizza. It was like $2 extra, and that was actually pretty good. We got one. There was only two pizzas.
You went from serviceable to pretty good. You're starting to upsell here.
No,
soon.
The cheap one, the $5 one was bad.
Crazy bread.
It was bad. The crazy bread was okay, but the $7 pizza. That one was pretty good.
Yeah, you paid that two extra dollars, you get.
You get it. If you go to Little Caesars, don't get the $5, upgrade to
the premium.
Yeah, upgrade to whatever
they're
going to
have to wait, though.
No, it was hot and ready.
Oh, it was?
It was. The guy goes,
interesting.
Yeah, it was in the little slot. It's like a pizza slot.
Sitting there.
Yeah, sitting there. And the guy goes, we've got two ready.
For hours.
And one was the basic and the other one was the upgraded one. And I was like, all right, I'll take them.
Here's a guy who worked at Domino's. He said he was asked to write prom questions, like, will you go to prom with me and things like that.
Oh.
On pizzas. And he said he always did it.
Yeah.
Well, I think, again, maybe it's the internet lying, but I thought they were required to do it if it was in like the, what else would you like from our pizza? And you just type something in the box.
I don't think internet lies.
No.
Always tells the truth?
Always tells the truth.
Okay.
Internet is always true, especially Facebook.
All right, we got to go. John wraps it up next on The Fan. Every morning at the mine,
you could see him arrive. He stood this is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Recruiting with Dan Janimek is coming up next. Here is John. Hello.
Hey, what's up? Hey, first things first, happy birthday, Isaac Kropp.
Thank you.
50 today?
Ass. 45.
Come on.
45.
Come on, that's just the standard old man. Look, I'm right there. I'm older than you are. So
yeah. How old are you?
I will be 48 in October.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm 45.
No, wait, I'm 47. I'll be 47. I'm 2 years older than
John's
you.
John's old and is forgotten.
That is true. You do lose count.
Yeah, you'll be 47 this year. You're 5 years old.
I think
older
young
than
people
me.
Are probably, they probably laugh at old people who are like, I'm not really sure how old I am.
Yeah, you
it's
do.
A thing.
Yeah.
You'll lose.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. But now I think about it. I will be 47 in October.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. So.
That's it?
And I've already hurt myself here tonight hitting batting practice.
Oh, yeah. This is the big batting practice.
I think Lynch is coming down with me, too. Me and Lynch are going down after this to take some swings.
Nice.
We're live at the stadium right now. I am live at Salem Volcano Stadium.
Okay.
The center, right behind home plate. I'm in a good seat. We are unsupervised. The guy has left for the night. So I'm completely unsupervised. I have the run of the place, which I don't know is smart. But I'm using Buster Posey's locker, and I've already hurt my hip.
Now,
what did it cost to rent that thing out?
$1,000.
$1,000, and you get it until when?
So we got it from 3 o'clock today until noon tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
I think that's... Yeah. I'm kind of excited about this. Now, I got to
ask... Is anybody sleeping there?
Yeah, I think John's staying.
Yeah, I'm sleeping here, right? I was going to sleep in center field, but I was told the sprinklers go on out there, so we were told if we were gonna sleep on the field, we needed to move it to the infield. So I'm thinking, somewhere nice and grassy between short and third, I'm going to pull up a sleeping bag and sleep under the stars tonight.
Wow.
Majestic sounds of I-5 South.
Now, you've already hurt yourself. I'm assuming this is swinging the bat, that you blew something out?
Yeah, we went batting practice early, and I haven't swung a bat hard in years. And so you get in there and you try to take it easy. There's blisters aplenty. We've already blown out.
His little bat.
We've blown out many a blister already. So I was like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take it easy. So I was swinging easy, and then I started hitting some. And then you hit a few that you think are good. And by good, they go like halfway out to the outfield. And then I'm like, all right, I'll dial it up. The left field line's 325. I can do that. And then you dial it up and you feel a little twinge. And then you dial it up again and there's another twinge. And then you blow it out.
Yeah.
So my hip hurts. I might be done swinging for the night. But I'm going to shag some flies and throw the ball around a little and see what happens.
Now, has anyone gotten one out?
No, not even close. It's ridiculous.
Wow, all right.
Yeah, and we brought in some ringers. I got a buddy whose kids were baseball players. In fact, one of them went to a junior college in Utah to play baseball, and they came up just to kind of hit the ball and shag around and brought some of their friends. So they roll in thinking they're all young and good. And they get in there, and like the first one swung and missed like 8 times in a row. And I have access to the PA system, so I'm on the PA system taunting him. That probably didn't help his self-confidence, but that's what you get here in Salem.
How much fun is this? You guys should have enough guys there to get a game going.
Yeah.
Get a little game.
Oh, we got people trickling in, so we're going to. We're going to play a little bit later, and we got the clubhouse and the locker rooms and the hitting facility. And
fantastic.
It's really, it's a baseball stadium, right? You can't beat that. And everybody's gone. We got the run of it. So it's pretty cool.
I love it.
We're on our way.
I can't wait to hear the reports tomorrow
on
the show.
Come on down and take some swings. We're ready to go.
Right. Well, He's got birthday doing it to do.
Birthday things. But do you think listeners will show up?
I did have a guy tweet me yesterday that said, hey, I heard your segment and I'm a big fan, and if you need, I live like 5 minutes from the stadium, if you need somebody to throw BP, just call me.
He should probably just show up. Just go down there, sir.
Well,
yeah
come on over, I guess, and come on in and hang out.
Alright, have fun.
Play ball, guys. We'll see you later.
Play ball. Hopefully nobody just starts throwing fireworks at him from over the fence, you know.
No, but I knew my brother was going to get hurt, and I'm happy to know that 6:22 he officially hurt his hip. He'd been there for like an hour.
You be careful out there, pal.
Ah!
Yeah, don't be throwing stones. Recruiting with Andrew Nemec is coming up next. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Fan. Good night.
Red chips of Spain. Red chips of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.